Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Play in motion for the Bills. Allen to the back of the end zone. It's caught. Benjamin. Touchdown, Buffalo.
Allen to Benjamin.
That's who caught it.
A connection we thought, of course, would be etched into history 6 years ago today. Josh Allen's first start and first touchdown pass with the Bills. Calvin Benjamin. Tune in to WGR 550 each game day. Bills game day during the regular season for your chance to win, chance to answer our tailgate trivia question presented by Game Day Hospitality. It's your chance to win two VIP tickets to Game Day Hospitality's Red Zone tailgate party. Tickets include food, drink, entertainment, and access to the VIP tent. Visit our contest at WGR550.com for details. Matt Ryan is a guest on the Manning Cast tonight.
Matt Ryan. Okay, perfect. He's on TV now, right? And he's Atlanta. Speaking of him being on TV, Brady was a lot better, I guess, in week two. Those that write about broadcasters and whatnot were like, he looked a lot sharper. He was way quicker with where he needed to be quick. It wasn't as clunky.
Good.
He didn't burp on the air, which I guess he did last week.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
That happens.
Does it in those booths?
Sure. It happens.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, you're going to burp.
Yeah.
An unexpected burp.
Your first time doing it, though, Mike, is a little
Yeah, that's true.
Is a little rough.
I saw... very random. I saw a fox today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where? Like on the road? Or
crossing the street, driving in here, saw a fox.
Uh-huh.
You know the thing about foxes, Joe? When you see
What's
a
that?
Fox, you are able to say, that's a fox.
There's no...
On the animal confidence scale...
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a fox.
Yeah.
Whereas you see another, is that a muskrat?
Like
no,
the thing,
it was a beaver. Oh, it was a,
like the thing you ran into on the way in here that one time?
Possum.
It was a possum?
Yep.
But did you know it was a possum right away?
Yep. Possum.
Okay, so that's up there too?
Also high on the animal confidence scale. Possum. You
okay.
See it? Possum.
Raccoon.
Yes. High on the animal confidence
these are all,
scale.
These are all the animals we see in day-to-day life though. Like what's the one?
You're saying where are you lacking confidence?
Yeah. Like, I know what a squirrel looks like. I know what a rabbit looks like.
Bird. I'm sorry, not bird. Dog, coyote can sometimes. Wolf. What was it? Fox? No doubt. You're never going to doubt it.
Unless
fox.
It's a gray fox. They could look like coyotes, maybe.
Where are you driving around thinking you saw a wolf?
I'm not saying I did see a wolf. I'm saying in that scenario.
In that scenario.
Yeah.
I've never had that scenario play out, I don't think.
Fox.
Like, oh, what was that, a wolf?
No doubt about it.
Foxes, though, you do, yeah, you know, because it's the...
It's the orange animal.
The orange. It's the only orange animal.
How many other orange animals are there? Reddish orange.
None that I can think of that would
I'm sure there are some.
Have you ever seen a black squirrel before?
Yes.
Because I was golfing this weekend, and on the course, there was a... That was on the low confidence meter. I'm like, what is that? And then as you, like, look, like, oh, that's it's a squirrel, but it's a... It's just a black squirrel.
There are red squirrels, too.
There you go. There's another red one.
I think Syracuse is well known for black squirrels.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Not one I don't see them around my house, at least, all that often. I think all these animals are pretty high. You see a deer, you know it's a deer. Right?
Probably.
What, do you think it's an elk or something? There's not elk.
Moose.
Running around here. A moose. Bears. You would know what a bear looks like. Where are we lacking confidence? I think we know them all. We're good at this.
From the right distance and angle, it could be a bear? Dog? Was it a bear?
Uh-huh.
Was it a...
I guess like a smaller like mountain lion or something, right?
Yeah.
Because those,
like
once in a while, you get
regular
those.
Cats.
Yeah, there you go. Like, right.
Or like a lynx or something.
When you get into the cat family, I think then the doubt starts to creep in.
Sure.
And then birds are just... Is that a hawk? Is that a falcon?
Right.
No idea.
Right. A lot of different versions of Hawks. Isaiah Pacheco, fractured fibula.
Okay.
IR for him.
Did they say for the season?
I don't think so. I don't think a fractured fibula.
Maybe later in the year?
I'm not saying this in any sort of snarky way. Only Matt Milano breaks his leg and misses as much time as he did. I'm not being snarky. Like, he had a very unique thing, right? Usually you hear broken leg, you can hear, you're like, okay, be back in 2 months.
Cole Beasley broke his leg and played through it. He might have had a very minor one, but that was a story a couple playoffs ago.
Travis Henry did that.
Played through like a broken fibula?
Had a cracked bone in his leg and played through it.
Well, if they don't have Pacheco, that's a team that is trying to run the ball more, and they now have, Carson Steele, preseason hero of mine, but at the end of the day, he is a fullback that ran a 4.7 that is about to be their starting running back, or they do have Samaje Perine also, who's like a veteran journeyman guy.
Or they could do the thing that would be the smartest of all.
Not run the ball?
Yes. Patrick Mahomes.
Just don't
give it to some other guy.
It's also pointed out they had Melvin Gordon on their team last year.
Boy.
I don't know if he's, does he still play football? Well, I guess if he was on the team last year, then maybe.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Baby butt. They're kind of starting over there. Undrafted rookie and a guy that got cut by his other team. The Broncos couldn't make the Broncos offense. He's now in line to maybe be the number one guy.
Ready? Here's a question.
But I wouldn't.
I have a. Let's get stupid.
Let's get stupid.
Yeah, you want to do it?
Sure.
Let's get stupid.
Sure.
Here we go. I'm excited about this one. This By the way, really stupid.
Chiefs are next at Atlanta on Sunday Night Football next week.
Let's get stupid. You know, Joe, with all these injuries on the Chiefs offense. And Hollywood Brown missing for the season.
Mm-hmm.
What if they called and said, listen, we'd like to get MVS back?
Ooh.
Let's really put it to the test, Bills fans. Would you help him? I don't even think MVS is that good. Would you help him? We'd like to get MVS back. Hey, Brandon, remember we traded back at the draft? Yeah, and you don't think about... Yeah, sure, okay.
You're not worried about helping us out?
Right.
It's just what's best for your team?
That's right. We'd like MVS back.
Like I said. Really put into the test so that would you do what's best for your own team. Because if they offer you a fourth-round pick for Marquez Valdez-Scantling, what's best for the Buffalo Bills? Taking the fourth-round pick.
Yeah. Again, this is Let's Get Stupid. No one's allowed to get mad at us for talking about stuff on Let's Get Stupid because we're just being stupid about it. Did you help them?
No, I wouldn't help them. With the Bills open?
Is it a first round
pick? I would not help.
Hold on. Is it a first round pick?
Oh, come on. First round pick, I'd say yes. Second round pick, I'd say yes. Third round pick, I'd say yes. Fourth round pick, I'd say yes.
Fifth round pick? MVS for Harrison. MVS for Harrison Butker. They wouldn't do it. He makes too many kicks.
Also, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't.
Not interested. No thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
They might trade for a receiver, though. I mean,
Devontae Adams. No, no, they're good now. They won.
The Raiders.
Beat the Ravens, yeah. Yeah, they're kind of... Aren't they kind of back to where they were last year? I guess they have Worthy. Worthy is a difference. Worthy is a different player than they had on their team last year to go with Rice. But... No, I would not help them in any way. Then what am I doing? I got to go sign... I'll just bring Tyrell Shavers up, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, what about if it's for him?
Well, he's practice squad. You can just
have him?
They can have him. Yeah.
What if they call and say, hey, we want to just alert you. We plan to claim Tyrell Shavers off your practice squad. Would you actively get in their way? Like, nope, can't have him. We're going to promote him. You can't have what's ours. That might happen with the Dolphins this week, by the way.
Mike White?
They could get Mike White off the Bills practice squad, I think. So you could technically block them by putting Mike White on the active roster. I think that's how that works.
What are they gonna
Would you go to that extent? Would you block the Dolphins from getting... Isn't Mike White probably better than Skylar Thompson, by the way? Skylar Thompson looks horrible every time he plays.
Is Mike White better than Mitch Trubisky? Listen, maybe. Do you know where the best backup quarterback in the NFL is right now?
No. Is it who? Tyrod?
Andy Dalton is in Carolina.
Right. There are calls, though, for him to go in, right?
Sure, but the league is full of backup quarterbacks that are not to be taken seriously because the job isn't to be the best quarterback you can be. It's to help the starter. Hmm. And when the starter goes down, plenty of teams would look at their backup and say, ooh, we should probably get somebody else. That's right. The Dolphins, is it not? Like, Skylar Thompson should not be their answer.
He's
no
their,
way.
He is their only quarterback right now on their roster.
Yeah, Mike McDaniel said they were going to add somebody, and it hasn't happened yet. Maybe it is Mike White.
I would bet Mike White's the favorite. But again, like you said, like, hey, Skylar Thompson's our starter because he helps Tua. Isn't that a situation, though, where you should be thinking different because your quarterback is always injured or has a problem with that?
You didn't get hurt last year.
Isn't that the one? That is... Tyrod and Rodgers interacting on the sidelines, like, always kind of looks, they're always kind of standing off to the side of each other. Like, I don't know. They just don't strike me as being like buddy-buddy. Aaron Rodgers and Tyrod Taylor. Didn't the Jets say, we're going to bring in a backup that we're not worried about? We are not worried about him being Rodgers' best friend. We're bringing in the best backup we can get because our quarterback's coming off a torn Achilles.
Yeah.
Isn't that probably what the Dolphins should have done too? We're not worried about who's Tua's best friend who helps him the best. You have concussion problems. You get injured a lot. We need to go get Joe Flacco. Some teams maybe should act more aggressively in that way. Maybe that's the guy, by the way. Maybe they'll go get Joe Flacco from Indianapolis.
Let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. Enter now at WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest ends January 5th. TRS Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow, comforting today.